share a personal story, and it goes back 10 years to when I first became employed in Western Australia as a school teacher. I'd only recently actually accepted my sexuality, having spent 10 years in 12-step programs trying to be healed of my sexuality because of the way different churches had actually dealt with me as a same-sex attracted person. But at that point in time, I was actually studying at Notre Dame University, doing my teaching degree there, and accomplished that degree with honours. But what actually occurred once I became employed was devastating. I chose to go into the public school system rather than going to the private school system because I felt there would be at least some sort of protection for me as a same-sex attracted person, knowing the type of discrimination that exists within the Catholic school system, only to find that there were other systems already in place that were actually trying to make my life as difficult as possible. In my first placement, I was placed out in a small country town called Long, where town is run basically by the Brethren Church, because so many of the businesses are actually owned by members of the Brethren, and basically the ability to access services within the town would make your life as difficult as possible. Effectively, what I did in going into that situation was basically went back into the closet and kept my sexuality very much close to my chest. I certainly didn't make it clear, and I wasn't obvious in the way that I acted or moved around the town. And I was also very discreet in my behaviour. I didn't meet up with anybody unless I came back down to the city on weekends. The deputy who was in charge of me, who was in fact the deputy over the high school, I was a high school English teacher and drama teacher, was extremely homophobic in that I actually had a situation whereby I had a mother make an accusation against me before the principal that I was only after her daughter. And being a naive new teacher within the system, I thought, well, this is a good opportunity for me to blast that one right out of the ballpark. And so I basically said to the principal, after the parent had gone home, there's absolutely no chance in hell for me to actually be interested in this girl because I'm gay. Needless to say, he just about fell through the floor and swallowed his teeth. But that I then had to justify my position to the deputy, who was my supervisor in my first teaching placement, who it turned out to be, he was the president of the local Rotary Association, and so therefore was in direct contact with all the other businessmen who were actually members of the Rotary Association in the town, and news quickly spread through the town that I was gay. And at the towards the end of that year, well, actually, basically my life was made as difficult as possible within the situation, to the degree that when I was actually returning on weekends doing the 200-kilometre drive, I got to the point where I'd actually had to fight to stop myself from running my car into a tree, because I didn't want to go back to work. I actually made it all the way through that year, through to about 10 days before the end of the year, and had to take stress leave. But even with taking that leave, I also completed my requirements in relation to fulfilling my requirements for reports and everything else, and to acquit the year for the students. I was transferred out of that school at the end of that year, thank goodness, but I was then transferred to an even more homophobic place. That's where I got to meet Michelle, who basically the situation became even worse, to the degree that I would actually turn up to school and I would have things like faggot written across the across my door for the drama room. I was being assured that it had nothing to do with me, but it was actually about some students having a problem, this, that and the other. I had a a supervisor, deputy, who's the supervisor in that situation, who was extremely homophobic. She basically she made sure I knew she was homophobic. I didn't last 6 months in that school, and eventually actually had to take stress leave and was off school for 6 months. I was eventually repatriated back into the school system in a city school at where my head of department had stated openly that she didn't want me to be there because I was gay. This I hadn't heard personally, but I was informed of this later. Basically, over the following 3 years, I was bullied until the point where I actually then chose to actually move to another school. But effectively, my sexuality was following me wherever I went. I was not openly gay as far as the students were concerned. Sexuality wasn't an issue I openly discussed with the students. But I certainly defended the rights of people to have their sexuality protected if ever the issue came up in my classroom. I finally was placed in a school which had students stand with the principal in my room demanding to know what my sexuality was because they felt they had the right to know. Now, I don't know any straight teacher would ever be required to give that type of examination. At that particular point, I'd actually only recently been diagnosed with HIV, and that I was keeping very much close to my chest because I didn't want my family to know, never mind anybody else. People were actually talking about me behind my back. I finally broke down and was taken before the education department's doctor with the person who was supposed to be my supporting officer. And basically I was sat there with the doctor and was told that unless I actually told them what I had, they couldn't help me no further, and that my only other option was to actually resign. Effectively, I see that as having been constructively dismissed. I was a permanent teacher within the position. It was the only way that they could actually get rid of me, basically, was for me to resign in that situation. I love teaching. I still love teaching. But I don't believe any human being should have to go through the type of harassment and the type of discrimination that I faced in my teaching position when all I wanted to do was do my job and do it well. I did resign because I wasn't prepared to disclose my status at that point in time. Needless to say, since then I've become an openly HIV positive person. I've actually become a national advocate for people living with HIV and AIDS, and I volunteer in that capacity. But effectively what it's actually done is it's actually destroyed my ability to have confidence in myself to be able to consider going back into the workforce. Financially, it affects me to the degree that I should now be earning somewhere in the vicinity of $60,000 to $70,000 a year, and I'm limited to actually receiving a $12,500 pension, which doesn't even begin to touch the surface of the type of lifestyle that I believe that I was actually heading for. Luckily, I met my husband, but my story is actually a devastating story, and I believe that there are still people within the system who are persecuted because of their sexuality. I believe there will be people in the system who will be persecuted because of their sexuality, and I prefer my story to be on record so that something can be done so it doesn't happen to too many more people in the future. And thank you for holding this inquiry.